The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
And welcome back. This is part six of our nine-part series, The Do's and Don'ts for Prom Night. And prom night, of course, is right around the corner for so many high schools across the country. How to make your prom night a night to remember. Chris Norton joins us from last hour, and as we were telling you, Chris is a professional photographer, and you're going to be escorting, in fact, Chris, a young lady to her prom this year. As a photographer, I imagine you're used to being at big events and at events, you know, where people are formally dressed.
That's correct, Phil, and prom night is one of those nights. I think it's probably one of those nights that's most important for a young lady to enjoy herself. But you have to do things that would make it very special, and that's what I plan on doing. I think that's what other people should do in association with our website and with our film production. We're looking for that special young lady to enjoy prom night out with.
Now, Chris, I know that you're over the age of 21, and she's a young lady of what, 17?
That's correct. She's a senior.
It's okay for young women to invite.
At this particular school and at some high schools, it's acceptable for a young lady to invite someone who's maybe not a member of the student body.
So how do you make a prom night special? How do you make it? How do you set it apart from other prom nights?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do, but I think you have to use your imagination. And one of the things that I have thought of that is very unique, and that in fact we've copyrighted the idea with two magazines that we're working with this is going to be something I think that she's going to find really exciting, and I think a lot of your listeners will find exciting, is to get a limousine. Now, a limousine...
Limousines as in?
Limousine as in, a limousine driver. And
like the ones we see at movie premieres?
That's correct.
Now, haven't I seen a lot of limos around?
Well, you see, living in California, you see a lot of limousines because there are an awful lot of people in entertainment business. But I'm talking about something entirely different. I'm talking about renting a limousine for a young girl's prom night. And the reason why that's a special thing is that women love looking at limousines. They love the elegance. They love they want to know what it's like to be in one. And if you see any young girl who is... loves movies or loves Britney Spears or any of the pop singers, they want to know what it's like to be in a limousine. When you get into a limousine, you become a celebrity like the celebrities that are in them, and limousines are what movie stars, rock stars, and television stars ride in. I have seen the following people in limousines. I've seen Steven Tyler, who is the lead singer of Aerosmith. I have seen Tony Danza, Jessica Simpson, Tom Brokaw. I saw some of the cast members of Caroline in the City and Stone Phillips, and all of them were riding in a limousine. So that's why I hit on this idea, and it's kind of unusual, but I think it would be very cool to take my date to her prom in a limo, and very, very unusual.
Have you ever ridden in a... So you're talking about getting a limousine for that, renting a limousine?
That's right. You must be... Are you familiar with them? Because...
Well, I've been in limousines, but... That's only because I've had them hired for me for different events and...
Well, I'm talking about something entirely different for a prom, and that's to take your girlfriend out in a limousine.
And you've been in one?
Yes, I have. I was in... most recently, I was in a limo when some friends of mine and I hired a limo to take us to the Chumash Indian Casino up in Solvang. And it was tough getting into the casino because when people see you pull up in a limo, they gather and they want to talk to you as you're just trying to get inside. And I'm just a regular guy, but people want to be around you, and that's...
So you have hired a limo to take your date to the prom, then?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I mean, prom night is the most important start to any young woman's life, so if I can help her journey into womanhood by taking her in a limo, obviously she's going to want to be grateful to me, and I have hired two friends of mine to be security.
Now, why would you need that? Why would you need security?
Because... When you're in a limo, you are in demand. It's possible your limo could get rushed by people.
Because they think a celebrity's riding around in it, or
well, because when you are in a limousine, you are a celebrity, and anybody out there wants to know you and see you in a limo, and I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, you're doing fine.
But if you're in a limo, then you are a celebrity, and so I'm going to take this girl to her prom in a limo, and she'll be a celebrity, and that's, I think, the unusual thing about it.
So what you are saying you're going to do for your date and what you recommend other people do is hire a limo to take your girlfriend to the prom.
I don't know if other people can do it. I have certain contacts. You have to have contacts to be able to get a limo because most of the limos are taken up by a lot of the movie stars around here. I don't know about other towns, but most of them are taken up by movie stars. So, but I do have contacts.
All right, Chris Norton is with us, and he's going to be taking a young lady to her prom. What's the high school?
It's Crescent Heights High School. It's in Manhattan Beach, California.
And you'll be taking her to the prom in a limousine, and you've hired two guys to act as security because you feel that when you're in a limo, you become a celebrity in a way.
You do become a celebrity. People see you in a limo, and they want to go and meet you. And for a young high school girl, this is an exciting time to ride in a limo, to have the limo rushed and to have security. The other thing also, Mr. Henry, is that I don't want to talk about myself, but I'm also I'm very good looking. I'm handsome. I mean, I would be exciting for any young girl to be with. So what I'm offering this young lady, and her name is Crystal, by the way, and she does go to Crescent Heights High School, is the opportunity to go out on a date with me because I am very good looking, and also to be in a limo.
To go to her prom?
To go to her prom, exactly. And I called her father, and she is underage, but I also feel that at this time I purchased a limo, which makes her a celebrity, and I'm sure her father is not going to mind because I'm going to have some things I want to ask of him later on.
All right, let me give our phone number out, Chris. I want to get into that a little bit more with you.
Certainly.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686, and this is How to Make That Prom Night Memorable. We're talking to Chris Norton. He is going to hire a limousine, and he's going to take the girl to her prom in a limousine. He'll also have two of his friends acting as security in case people rush the limousine because, as Chris has said, when you get into a limousine, you're a celebrity. I wanted to ask you, what is it you're asking of her father?
I'm going to be talking to Crystal's father later on because I want to take some photographs of her. They're very tasteful photographs. They are pictures that I want to put on my website.
What kind of photographs?
Well, they would be pictures of her in the nude.
Well, that's not going to happen. You're going to have some problems. She's an underage woman and you...
Yeah, but here's the thing. I will ask his permission, which is really technicality, because I know... When her father sees a limo pull up, I mean, this is a guy who's a machinist. He's like a working class guy. He's really not very connected. And when he sees this limo pull up, this is going to be the greatest thing that he's ever seen. And when I get out of the limo with her, and
so you want to ask this guy's permission for what?
I do want to take pictures of his daughter, nude pictures, tastefully nude pictures.
Okay, here's why that's not going to happen, Chris. If you don't mind me jumping in here, okay?
All right, Mr. Henry. Before you tell me how it is, I want you to know that I am very good-looking, and I know how to date women.
All right, but let me just say, she's an underage woman taking nude pictures of her.
All right, but here's the thing. I'm not going to post them on my website until she's 18. And
so she's an underage woman. You're going to take pictures of her while she's nude, but you won't put them on the website?
I'm not going to put them on my website until she's of age, and that will make it legal. Because here's the thing that I'm offering her and what I'm going to tell her dad. Of course, I'm going to be in a tux. Also, I'll have a limousine, and I'll have two of my friends who will be security. And all we want to do is take some pictures of her afterwards because she's not that good looking. And here's the other thing. I mean, she is a very nice girl, and I think she's very sweet, but her face is not that great. But she does have nice,
You're a little bit nervous, right?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
She has nice breasts, and I wanted to get pictures of her then.
All right, taking pictures of a man's daughter naked.
Excuse me, sir, if I could just... We're going to be in a limousine. See what I'm saying?
All right.
Most people never have the opportunity to be in a limo because I'm very handsome. She'll enjoy a night out, and will give me respect, and I'm going to help her grow up a little bit, too. She's nice. She's not that good looking, but she does have a good pair. I mean, a very nice pair of breasts, and that's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So the idea is to take your girlfriend.
That's the whole thing. The limousine is really a very, very classy way to go. And I'd suggest if you have connections with anybody, you go to the prom in a limousine. This girl that I'm taking out will be very fortunate because, as I said, I'm good looking. And also, I do want to put her picture on my website, but I don't want her to feel her father should know that they won't be on my website till she's 18. But he'll say yes, I'm sure.
And you're pretty confident the father is going to give his permission?
I am confident.
I mean, what makes you confident?
I'm confident because this guy is just a blue-collar guy. He sees a limo pull up in front of his house and his daughter get into it. The guy is probably going to, you know, I mean, he's going to grab six shades of brown. The people.
All right, hold on, Chris. And you got to watch out how you're talking.
I'm sorry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Chris Norton. He's a professional photographer. He's taking a young lady out to her prom, and this is Making Your Prom Night Special. He's taking the young lady that he's dating out in a limousine to the prom. And he's going to be wearing a tux. He'll have a couple of his friends acting as bodyguards. All he asks is that she pose naked for some pictures. Now, this is an underage girl, and I'm not sure what the law is. But an underage woman having her picture taken nude, even if he holds off posting them on his website until she's 18, could present some problems. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us. How to make your prom night a night to remember. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.